Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2011 Annual Deliverance Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, Thursday evening, October the 27th, 2011. Gene Moody is the speaker of this service, teaching on battling against witchcraft and also various sexual sins. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Deliverance is a way of life, a process, not a grand event. It's a lifetime walk on the way to heaven. It's easy to cast out demons, but hard to discipline the soul and body. God will not do it for you, and no one else can either. And I gave you the example today as part of the panel. How this demon came into this woman that I was ministering to because her family had sacrificed animals or human, and they drank the blood. They had mixed blood. And so the spirit had the right to come in. And this was a very powerful demon. I couldn't get it out. Even after I took his legal right away, I could not get it out. It took Michael and Jesus to get that demon out. Okay? That surprised me. The demon said that it was the right hand, it was Satan's right hand man, but he had fallen. Okay? Okay, let's see how we're doing time wise here. Okay. Well, I'm gonna take you through another lesson here. How would you like to talk about sexual sin? Is that a forbidden subject? Right. I mean, the chances are very good that everyone in the world is falling into some type of sexual sin. I deal a lot with sexual sin, male and female. Okay, I'm going to try to give you an overview of this. Okay, Deuteronomy 23, 2 and 3. Deuteronomy 23, verses 2 and 3. A bastard shall not enter the congregation of the Lord, even to his tenth generation. Shall he not enter the congregation of the Lord? An Ammonite or Moabite, incest, shall not enter the congregation of the Lord. Even to the tenth generation shall he not enter into the congregation of the Lord forever. Definition. Excuse me. A bastard is a child conceived out of wedlock or marriage. Incest is having sex with a blood relative or your bloodline of either parent. Now, so you conceive a child out of wedlock and you get married. Does that take care of the sin?
No.
Ten generation. The curse of the bastard or incest are ten generation cursing. This means that if any one of the generation of your ancestors committed one of these sins, you're cursed. This is 1,024 ancestors on your mother's side and 1,024 ancestors on your father's side of the family. I believe everybody has the curse of the bastard and the curse of incest if it hasn't been that way. Three or four generation. The typical sexual sin is a three or four generation curse. A three generation curse can come from 8 or 16 ancestors. A four generation curse can come from 16 or 32 ancestors. These curses can come to either parent or both parents. All right, let's look at premarital sex. Is it okay to have sex before you get married?
No.
If you get married, does that make it okay?
No.
Okay. If you have sex before marriage, you have sinned by committing fornication or adultery or other sexual sin, oral sex, anal sex, fondling, masturbation, and so forth with your future mate. If you conceive a child out of wedlock, this is a 10-generation curse. If you do not conceive a child out of wedlock, this is a 3 or 4 generation curse. If you have premarital sex, you have cursed your marriage and set it up for adultery and strife, separation, and divorce. If you have sex before marriage, you may have sex after marriage by committing adultery. How many times have you seen people who had sex before marriage and they committed adultery after marriage? Well, why not? Why not commit adultery after marriage? You have sex before marriage. You have cursed your descendants with the curse of the bastard incest or fornication or adultery or other sexual sins before marriage. If you commit adultery after marriage, you have cursed your descendants with the curse of adultery. Whatever you did, your descendants will tend to repeat your sins. You have loosed on them familiar or family spirits to follow them to do these sins. Whatever sins you committed, you can get demons within your body by those things. If the child is conceived as a bastard or in incest, the child will probably have the spirit of the bastard or spirit of incest within the body. If you have children after the bastard or incest child, those children will be cursed but will not have the spirits within them. They will have spirits following them to try to persuade them to commit those sins. Does it sound fair, does it? You create a bastard and you get married and you have children in marriage. They're cursed too. Your children are cursed to the 10th generation. Your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. I remember Win Worley. He liked to say, I hope you enjoyed your sin. You curse your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. That's what you did. Adultery. Adultery is committing any type of sex with someone other than your husband or wife. You commit the sin of adultery, develop a soul tie to that person, curse your marriage and descendants, transfer demons through intercourse with your husband or wife. The marriage covenant is broken. You set your marriage up for divorce and for the wounded mate to commit adultery to retaliate. The wounded mate has a right to get divorced and remarry the Lord. So you get married and you commit adultery. You have broken your marriage covenant. Fornication. Fornication is a general term for all sex outside of marriage. This includes intercourse, masturbation, fondling, oral sex, anal sex, and any type of sex with a person you're not married to. You will develop soul ties and will be cursed, and your descendants will be cursed. The marriage bed. Okay, let's go to Romans 1:24. Romans chapter 1, verse 24. Excuse me. Okay, 1:24. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanliness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. And, excuse me, let's look at verses 26 and 27. 26. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affection, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one towards another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves a recompense of the error which was meet. Okay, let's go to Hebrews 13:4. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. The only godly sex is intercourse between husband and wife, and the foreplay leading up to penetration. All other types of sex is demonic and leads to demonization. Oral sex and anal sex are sodomy. If a husband performs oral sex on the wife, he is practicing a form of lesbianism. If the wife performs oral sex on the husband, she's practicing a form of homosexuality. This brings lesbianism and homosexuality in the church. I was invited to go up to Charleston, West Virginia, to minister to a pastor and his wife, try to save their marriage. And I had a meeting Friday night. The amazing thing is the man was into oral sex. It so happened he was in the medical profession. You probably heard of nurses having oral sex with doctors. Well, he got involved in that. So I spent about a day and a half taking him and her and the family to deliverance. And I got around to him and her, and I asked the wife, I said, what are you going to do about oral sex? She said, I'm not going to do it anymore. I asked him, what are you going to do about oral sex? He wouldn't answer me. So I get home to Baton Rouge, and they call me up, and lo and behold, he's had another episode with another nurse. So I took him through that. You know. But see, if you don't want to give up your oral sex, well, you have a right to keep your demon. Do you want to keep your demon? All right. Now, many Christians get involved in oral sex. Now, what's the difference? I'll be gross, coarse with you. What's the difference in putting your penis in the mouth of a man and putting your penis in the mouth of a woman? Is there any difference? Is it sodomy? Right. Okay. Now you'll tell me, well, I don't believe in homosexuality. And what God showed me, and these people in the church. Okay. What God showed me is you bring this in the church, you're bringing lesbianism, that's oral sex with a woman, it's called cunnilingus. You're bringing homosexuality, that's oral sex with a woman, into the church. How many people are sitting in the church who are having oral sex? Their husband and wives who are having oral sex. All right? Now, if you want to continue, go right ahead. You got demons to go along with that. It's called oral sex and anal sex. It's called sodomy. It's called homosexuality and lesbianism. Okay, soul ties. Genesis 2:24. Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. You become one flesh, not one body, and your souls are joined together and become one soul. And how many husband and wives we have? Raise your hand if you're a husband or a wife. Okay, praise God. But since you got married, okay, I assume all of you are married, then, and not just living together. All right, if you're married, okay, part of the wife's soul is in the husband. Part of the husband's soul is in the wife. Now, I don't see in the spirit world. Like right now, I'm looking out there. I don't see any demons. I don't see any angel. And God has never allowed me to do that. But I learned a lot from people who do see in the spirit world. I guarantee you there's angels in this room. I guarantee you there's angels around this building. I just know from experience and what I've been told. Now, so in the spirit realm, everyone you've had sex with, you have a soul tie with. Male, female, or animal. Okay? That goes for men and women. Now, what this is God took a woman to heaven to be a reporter. And she ended up writing a book, a very interesting book. Okay, there's a multicolored cube running between you and whoever you've had sex with. Okay, if I can see in the spirit, like I know this is husband and wife. If I could see in the spirit world, I'd see a multicolored tube running between the two of them. Now, if they had sex before marriage, there's two tubes. There's a godly tube and an ungodly tube. All right, and that's true of everyone. And if you could see in the spirit world, you would see them. Okay, just a matter of curiosity. Can any of you see the soul ties running between people? Raise your hand if you can see. Okay. I can't. Okay, 1 Corinthians 6:16. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall become one flesh. This is the same as being married in the sight of God. If you're joined to a female or a male, prostitute, harlot, whore, whoremonger, you become one flesh or one soul with him. So naturally, I hope y'all know that everyone you've had sex with, except those you're married to, you have a soul tie with. You need to deal with that spiritually. It's called deliverance. Okay, everyone that you have sex with develops a soul tie with them. Your soul is tied to that person. This can be a male, female, or animal that you have sex with. You do not have your whole soul, it's become fragmented. So part of your soul is in other people. Okay, sex with spirits. Can you have sex with spirits? Can you have sex with demons or fallen angels? I don't really think fallen angels have sex with people because I think they learned their lesson when God locked all of them up in Tartarus. They left their first estate. Those who had the angels who came down who had sex with women, and they conceived the giants, the isms. Okay. Now, demons can have sex with human beings. Incubus has sex with women. Succubus has sex with men. A person can invite demons to have sex with them. Demons may attack a person who's had sex with a number of people or animals. Witches can do soul travel and have sex with human beings. They leave their body or travel in the spirit body that contains their soul and spirit. I ran into I was dealing with ministering to a couple from Zambia. They were missionaries to Zambia. And this woman told me, these two men traveled into her presence, and they said, isn't she a cute woman? Isn't she cute? Or something like that. And so then, one or the other, both of them had sex with him. And so she goes to the bathroom, her vagina was wet, and yellow stuff was coming out of it. Now, how did that happen? If you leave your body, you travel in the spirit. Your soul and your spirit travel together. And there's apparently a spirit body. So it's amazing how they can go and have sex. Alright? Now, what about those who have incubus or succubus? How could a demon come and have sex with men and women? I mean, can the demon just come up to you and have sex? No. There has to be an open door, right? A curse causeth, cannot land. What I have found is typically that person is promiscuous. They have had sex with a number of people, and it opened the door. Now, it's another way. If you're in voodoo, in voodoo, they invite you to have sex with demons. You're telling the demons, come on and have sex with me. All right. Voodoo is very strong witchcraft. So if either you've invited, and some, I've even run into women who actually invited demons to have sex with them. They weren't in voodoo. So either you invited in, or you've been promiscuous, or you in something like voodoo. Pornography. The sex drive is the second strongest drive in a human after the drive to live. Satan has used sex to destroy many Christians, marriages, families, and churches. It's easy to become addicted to pornography, which is rampant in Christianity. You can build soul ties with the persons you lust after. Whatever you're thinking about, you'll want to do that act. I've got the statistics on pornography and Christianity. It's amazing. It's amazing what pornography has done to Christianity. It's amazing. Don't you believe it's amazing what sexual sin has done to Christianity? How many pastors have fallen that committed adultery? How many marriages came about because of sexual divorce that came about because of sexual sin? It's God created the second strong. What is the strongest drive? What is the strongest drive in your life? The drive to live. Next to that is the drive for sex. All right. So Satan used that to destroy many people. Okay, sexually transmitted diseases. Galatians 6:7. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. About half of the sexually transmitted diseases are incurable. You will have them for the rest of your life, or they will kill you. This is one of the prices to pay for your sins. The number of STDs have increased over the years. Now, I'm 78 years old, and when I was a teenager, I didn't hear about this stuff. Okay, but the sexually transmitted diseases when I was a teenager, it was a small number. It has grown through the years. Now, there's something like about 30 sexually transmitted diseases. Okay, you want to have your fun? You will pay the price. It may kill you. How do you like that idea of getting AIDS? Okay? Abortion. Sexual sins can lead to pregnancy and abortion. Abortion can lead to shedding innocent blood and a curse of death on the mother and anyone associated with the abortion. The mother can have breast cancer, which may kill her. The curse of death may lead to the death of those who participate in the abortion here on earth and in the hereinafter. And the hereinafter is spiritual death. Do you think you can just do anything you want to here on earth and expect to go to heaven? And that statistically, if you have an abortion, when you hit your 30s, you're subject to breast cancer. And then what God showed Earlene, my wife, who's in heaven, why are so many women subject to violence? And God showed her it's because they have shed innocent blood. So if you shed innocent blood, you're a murderer. Why not someone come along and try to murder you or commit violence on you? Okay? And how about the man who agreed with the abortion? You think he gets off scot-free? Not hardly. Okay? Sexual lust. Sexual lust may lead to perversion, bestiality, molestation of children, domestic violence, incest, rape, abuse, assault, violence, harassment, abnormal behavior, effeminacy, and sodomy. Now, I've got about 20 minutes here before the tape runs out. So get the microphone, please. And I'm going to open it up. We're going to have some discussion here. Now, first of all, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a chance to ask questions. And to do this right, You have to raise your hand, let me recognize you, and then he's going to bring the microphone to you. Okay, who wants to start it on?
This year, I just became aware of spirit husbands and spirit wives. So my question is, would you say that sex with spirit occurs primarily in the dream world or primarily in the waking hours?
Okay, very good question. Okay, do you realize you can become married to a demon? It's called spirit marriage. All right, the demon believes that, and generally it's the woman who has the spirit marriage. The demon believes that the woman belongs to the demon. Now, and that's not that uncommon. It's spirit marriage. So if you had sex with a demon for a number of times, especially if you enjoyed it, you welcomed it, then the demon probably thinks that you're married to that demon, that you belong to that demon. It's called spirit marriage. Comes into incubus or succubus, predominantly incubus as far as I can tell. Okay, very good question. Who wants to be next?
I had to have cataract surgery in both eyes, and after I had cataract surgery, then I developed a tear in the retina. And then I've had these other problems that I never thought I would have with my eyes. And do I now need deliverance? Because it seems to be progressive.
Yes, you do need deliverance. Because you went under anesthesia when they operated on your eyes. So you have to deal with the hospital, the doctor, whoever was the attendant, the cutting of the flesh, the pharmacy, the pharmaceuticals, the curses that were placed upon you. And if you don't have this operation, you're going to go blind. Okay, you have to deal with the curses that are placed upon you by the medical profession to protect themselves. They don't want to get sued. So they'll do everything they can to protect them from getting sued. You have all those factors to deal with. And so, yes, you need deliverance, specifically for your eyes. Okay, very good. Next.
May I have permission to have say a comment concerning what she mentioned about the spirit husband? I work with a lot of people that have been through satanic ritual abuse. And one person I was working with, she had been involved in that as a child and all the way up through family members. And she'd had a spirit lover for years. She had a husband. She had three children. She has three children, okay. But for her to get free, it took a lot of work. But for in that particular area, she was not having sex with her husband. They were sleeping in separate bedrooms, had no desire for him, because this spirit came to her almost every night. She climaxed, she had orgasms, and, I mean, she the whole thing. And we ended up, of course, you know, doing the deliverance and breaking the soul ties and everything else. But I had her divorce the spirit. And now, her and her husband back in the bedroom together having marital relations.
Okay. Yeah, see, I didn't get into detail like your brother brought that up. There's satanic ritual abuse. There's a total mind control slave. And what do? They use sex to break the soul of the person, to fragment the soul. And like you'll find a father who's paid to have sex with his daughter, you know, like 2 or 3 years old, to break her soul so they can program her. It gets pretty gross. So there's ritual abuse, there's satanic ritual abuse, there's a total mind control slave. Okay, who's next? Okay. Well, now after the question, I'm going to give you an opportunity to comment. Now, don't preach. I'm going to give you an opportunity to comment. Yeah. So make your comment short so everybody can have a chance. If you want to comment about what I taught, I'm going to give you a comment. Give you just time to comment. Raise your hand if you want to say something. Okay, right here. Wait a minute. You have to use the microphone.
From my work, I know how to project my voice. But I just want to say I appreciate your honesty and the honesty of all the people who spoke here, because when we go to minister, we will minister in the real world with real situations. And to take, you know, to have the courage to talk about these very delicate things really helps us.
Okay, very good. Don't be bashful. You, see, if you're in deliverance ministry, you've got to learn to deal with sexual sin. It's very common. Now, if you can't deal with sexual sin, what are you going to do? Send them to the psychiatrist, the psychologist? Okay, raise your hand. Have I shocked y'all? Have I shocked you? Oh, right over here. Okay.
I wanted to comment on what you had talked about witches projecting themselves out of the body and visiting people to have sex with them. I had this experience. We had a woman had received a telephone call. She was referred to me because she was supposedly wanting deliverance and to be ministered to. Actually had brought her here to the camp, and then we brought her home, back to her home. And I have received a call later from Pat, and Glenn said, have nothing more to do with this woman. He said, just honor Glenn's authority and not to have anything more with this woman. So I never called her. I think she calls back one time after that. And my wife and I both had very unsettling experience or feeling in our spirit about her. I think we both came to the agreement that this woman was actually a witch. And we didn't realize it at the time. My wife had came to the ladies' conference in February. During that time, while she was absent, this woman came visit me at night while I was in bed sleeping. I recognized her voice and I recognized her, and I was in a deep, sound sleep. But as I was sleeping, I was very restless. I was tossing in bed, tossing, turning, and I got into this state where you're not really fully asleep, but you're not fully awake. And I recognized her face, that she was like right there, and she kept screaming at me, I got to have sex with you, I got to have sex with you. And I said, no, I am not going to have sex with you. And she just kept saying, I have to have sex with you. And I kept saying, no, I am not going to have sex with you. And then all of a sudden, she just burst out with this loud scream of like terror or horror, and she just kind of vanished and went away. So this is very real, and it's very true that witches can project themselves out of body to come visit the saints of God to have sex with you. I don't know if it's a way of them stealing power from the saints or to subject them to some sort of a curse or however, but it is real and it is true because I've experienced it.
Oh, thank you. That's very good. That's a very good testimony. It helps to confirm what I've been teaching you right there.
When you spoke about one of the six basic steps to becoming delivered, the last step was developing a disciplined life. Could you give an example of what a detailed example of what a disciplined lifestyle would be?
You have to change your way of thinking, change your way of acting, go and sin no more. You basically have to live the Christian life. You have to walk it, you have to talk it, you have to live it. I can't give you a simplified way of telling you to live the Christian life. But when you discipline your life, you basically change what you're doing, and you walk away from that. If you go back to it, you get your demons back. Okay, let's just do something else here. Now, I'm going to take you all through some deliverance. First of all, let me thank you for your attention. And I took you through some tough subjects here. Okay, and thank you for your comments, your questions. I wasn't planning to do some massive deliverance, but I think I will. Especially in the area of sexual sin. So everybody stand up. And I'll take you through a prayer. And repeat after me. Almighty God.
Almighty God.
I forgive anyone.
Including my ancestors.
Who have hurt me.
Or cursed me.
Or controlled me.
I ask that you forgive them. And bless them,
especially with salvation.
I'll break the curses.
I'll break the hurt.
I'll break the soul ties.
I'll break the control.
I'll control,
and I set myself free,
I set myself
free from them.
Forgive me, Lord,
for the many sins that I have committed.
Forgive me, Lord,
for hurting people,
for
cursing people,
and
for controlling them.
I break the hurts.
I break the curses.
I break the
control.
I break the soul ties.
And I set myself free.
I forgive myself,
Lord,
for sins against my body
and for not forgiving myself.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Okay, you can be seated. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to the spirits that I've talked about in overview of sexual sin. I command those spirits to go. Now come out the spirit of the bison. Come out of them the spirit of the bison. And the spirit of incest. Come out the spirit of the bison and spirit of incest. Go in Jesus' name. Now loose them. Loose them. They came down through 10 generations of incest. Be gone. The spirit of the bison and spirit of incest. Go in Jesus' name. Be gone. We bind you. We cast you out. We drive you out. Be gone. The spirit of the bison and spirit of incest. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Some will follow as they believe. In my name they shall cast out demons. As you go preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Come on, manifest and come out, my brothers and sisters. Be gone, that spirit of the bison, spirit of incest. It goes back to the 10 generation of ancestors. We bind you, we cast you out in Jesus' name. Now come out, premarital sex. Come out, having sex with someone you get married to. Come out, premarital sex. Go in Jesus' name. Be gone, we bind you, we cast you out, we forcibly eject you. Now go. Be gone, spirit of premarital sex. Come out. Come out, fornication. Come out, adultery. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, oral sex, anal sex, masturbation, folly. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Come out, my brothers and sisters. Where you had sex with a person you're going to get married to. Now go. Be gone. Now loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out. Strife, separation, divorce, and adultery. Go in Jesus' name. Strife, separation, divorce, and adultery. Come out, my brothers and sisters. We break your power. We break your assignment. We break your hold. We cast you out. Now go. Now come out. The spirit of the bastard and those who actually are bastards. Go in Jesus' name. And we command the spirit of the bastard, the familiar spirit, the family spirit. We call out and drive away the familiar spirit and family spirit. Now go in Jesus' name. Go now, loose them and set them free. Turn them loose right now in Jesus' name. Now go. Be gone. Now come out of adultery. Come out, spirit of adultery, having sex with anyone other than your wife or husband. Go. Come out, spirit of adultery. Go in Jesus' name. Open your mouths and take 3 deep breaths. Let those spirits go. Don't be embarrassed. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, the spirit of adultery. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your power. We break your son. We break your hold. Now go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ, the spirit of adultery. Go. Come out, the demons that came in where the marriage covenant was broken. Now go in Jesus' name. Be gone, the demons that broke the marriage covenant. We can't cast you out in Jesus' name. Now come out, fornication. Come out, spirits of fornication. Go in Jesus' name. Be gone. Be gone, spirits of fornication. Come out, spirits of fornication. Come out, the demons that come into intercourse, masturbation, fondling, oral sex, anal sex. Go in Jesus' name. Any type of sex outside of marriage, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Go. We call out the soul ties. We command the soul ties to come out in Jesus' name. Go. Be gone. Now loosen. Now come out. Demons that come in through the marriage bed. Come out. Come out. The spirits that come in through the marriage bed. Come out. Oral sex and anal sex especially. Go in Jesus' name. Or having multiple sex. Or having other women or other men in the bed. Go in Jesus' name. Now loose them. Loose them and set them free. Turn them loose right now. We rebuke you and bind you out. Now come out homosexuality. Come out of the women who practice homosexuality on the men. Come out of lesbianism where the men practice homosexuality on the women. Now go. Be gone. Be gone. Come out homosexuality and lesbianism. We come out sodomy. Come out spirits of sodomy. Go. Spirits of sodomy. Now loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Now go. Now come out soul ties. Come out soul ties. The men, women, and animals they've had sex with. Come out spirit of soul ties. We command you to go in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now go. Be gone. All those soul ties for everyone they've had sex with, they've repented of. Now go. Loose them. Turn them loose right now. Come out. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command those soul ties to go in Jesus' name. We rebuke you. We bind you. We cast you out. We forcibly eject you. Now go. Be gone. All these demons that came in through fornication or adultery, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Now go. Turn them loose. Come out of my brothers and sisters in Jesus' name. Now go. Come out, sex with spirits, sex with demon spirits. Come out. Come out, the spirit of incubus. Come out, the spirit of incubus. Come out of the vagina. I command you to come out of the vagina in Jesus' name. Come out, the spirit of incubus. We bind you and cast you out in Jesus' name. Come out, the spirit of the succubus. I call you out of the penis in Jesus' name. Go, the spirit of incubus, the spirit of succubus. We rebuke you, we bind you, we cast you out, we forcefully eject you. Now go. Come out, spirit marriage. I call that spirit marriage. Come out where they're married to demons. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Loose them and set them free. Now go. Come out, spirit of pornography. Come out, lust, fantasy of lust, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, burning lust. I call it the spirit of burning lust, tied in with homosexuality and lesbianism. Go in Jesus' name. The spirit of burning lust, we bind you and cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, addiction to pornography. Come out, addiction to pornography in Jesus' name. Now go. Be gone in the name. And come out, soul tie. Come out, spiritual adultery. Call it the spirit of spiritual adultery. Go in Jesus' name. Go now, loose them. Loose them and set them free. Were they lusted for someone in abortion and in pornography? Command you to go in Jesus' name. Go. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Now come out, sexually transmitted disease. Come out, curable and incurable sexually transmitted disease. Manifest and come out of the female organs and the male organs. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Go. Be gone. Come out, AIDS. I call it the spirit of AIDS. Come out, death. Come out, the spirit of death in Jesus' name. Go. Turn them loose. Set them free right now in Jesus' name. Go. Be gone. All sexually transmitted diseases, curable and incurable, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Manifest and come out. And come out of the female organs. Come out of the male organs. We command you to go. Come out, death. I call it the spirit of death. Come out, the spirit of death that comes in through AIDS. Come out, the spirit of death. Or whatever type of sexually transmitted disease they have, the spirit of death. Now loose them. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Come out, sexual lust. Come out, sexual lust. We call that sexual perversion, bestiality, molestation of children, domestic violence, incest, rape, abuse, assault, violence, harassment, abnormal behavior, effeminacy, and sodomy. Come out. Come out. All these evil spirits, where they've been in these, come out. All these evil spirits, turn them loose right now in Jesus' name. Go. Be gone. We bind you. We cast you out. We force you. Come out. Loose them and set them free. Turn them loose right now. Be gone. And come out. Sexless spirit. Come out. Incubus and succubus. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, pornography and all the lust that goes along with pornography. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, sexually transmitted diseases, curable and incurable. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, abortion, killing, murder, death. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, shedding innocent blood. We commend you to them. Come out, breast cancer. I call it spirits of breast cancer in women. Go in Jesus' name. We've had an abortion. Commend you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out, sexual lust. We commend you to go. Come out. Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Come out of adultery. Come out, spirit of adultery and the soul ties that come in through adultery. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, fornication and the soul ties that come in through fornication. Go in Jesus' name. Open your mouths and take 3 deep breaths. Now go. Come out, defiling the marriage bed. Come out, defiling the marriage bed. Come out, oral sex, anal sex, masturbation, fondling. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Come out, homosexual and lesbianism. Go. Come out, spirit of cunnilingus. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Loose them and set them free. Turn them loose right now in Jesus' name. Now come out, soul ties with men, soul ties with women, soul ties with animals. Come out, bestiality. We call it spirits of bestiality. Commands you to go in Jesus' name. Now loose them. Come out, premarital sex. Come out, strife, separation, divorce, and adultery. Come out, adultery that came in after premarital sex. Come out, spirit of adultery. Command you to go in Jesus' name. Go. Be gone. Come out, the spirit of the bachelor and spirit of incest. Turn them loose, the spirit of the bachelor and spirit of incest. Come out of my brothers and sisters. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out, all types of sexual sin that came in through sin, we command you to go. Whatever your name is, if you have no right to be there, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Go. Every type of sexual sin, male sexual sin, female sexual sin, go. Anything tied in with animals, anything tied in with spirits, go in Jesus' name. Go now, loose them and set them free. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, commands you to go. Just keep on coming out. Just keep on coming out. Behold, in the name of Jesus Christ, we command you to go. You have no choice. You have absolutely no choice. We use the holy word of God against you. Command you to obey it in Jesus' name. Now come out of my brother and sister. Come out of them. Come out of the male organs. Come out of the female organs. Go in Jesus' name. Everything that I've taught about, everything they've repented of, we bind you, we cast you out, we forcefully eject you. Now turn them loose. Turn them loose. Come out of my brothers and sisters in Jesus' name. Now, Father, speak health and healing, my brothers and sisters. I pray you'd heal them. from the top of their head, the soles of their feet. Heal every organ in their body. Heal every system in their body, Father. I pray, Lord, especially you to heal them from sexually transmitted diseases, Father. Heal them of the curable, the incurable disease, Father. I pray you to heal them. Heal their souls, Lord, their mind, will, and emotion, especially the women who've had their emotions damaged by rape and things where they have been violated. Heal them, Lord. I pray you to heal the women of where they have been violated, Father, where they've been taken advantage of, where they've been raped or forced, Lord. Heal them, Father. We just ask that in Jesus' name. Heal their emotions, Lord. I pray you do a work on their emotions, Father, and touch them and heal them, Father. And heal the female organs, where the female organs have been damaged by people doing things they shouldn't have done to the female organ. I pray the female organs would be healed, Father. Heal them, Lord. And where they've had an abortion, Lord, I pray you'd heal them so they can have a child. Heal them so they can have a normal relationship with a husband, Father. Touch them and heal them. Touch them, heal the female organs, Lord. And just heal them, Lord. I pray you'd heal them everywhere the demons have left. We ask that in Jesus' name. So just heal them, Lord, of all the sexually transmitted diseases, all the sexual diseases, all the sexual sins, Father. Touch them and heal them, Lord. And just make them new, Father. Lord, we pray for supernatural, miraculous, creative healing. We do that in the wonderful name of Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. For it's in His name we pray. Amen. Okay, Brother Jim.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.